Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
My tip. Okay. Sounds pretty simple.
Reasonable, yeah. Restaurant. I'm assuming a restaurant.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Mr. Kenny.
Yeah, this is he.
How you doing? I'm actually calling you from the seafood house. You came and had I waited on you. You came and had dinner over here the other night.
Yeah, about two nights ago.
Yeah. How was your food? How was the service?
Everything was good. I don't have any complaints. I always enjoy when I come there. I never got a phone call from you guys. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm actually, I don't know if you remember me waiting on you, but I actually waited on you.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm good. Would you say that my service was pretty good and up to par?
Yeah, like I said, man, everything was excellent. Every time I come there, the food is great, the service is good. I have no complaints. Everything is good.
Okay, good. Good deal. Mr. Kenny, listen, if you don't mind me asking, man, if you really thoroughly enjoyed the service as well as the food, and I'm assuming you come here a lot, so I'm assuming you really like the food that we put out. If you don't mind, if I could ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, if the service was so good and you enjoyed everything, why you tip me the way you did?
Excuse me? Why did I do that?
I mean, you know, you didn't even tip even close to 10%, you know?
First of all, let me ask you something, because I don't remember giving my phone number or writing my phone number down on any survey. I've never taken a survey, nor have I gotten a call from you guys. So how did you get my phone number?
Well, I'm just giving a courtesy call, and I'm just curious about, you know,
courtesy call. Okay, that's fine. But how did you didn't answer my question. How did you get my phone number? Because I didn't give it to anybody there. So you've done something to obtain my
number. Well, I went on and done the research of what it took to get a number. So, yeah, I did. You know, it was just bothering me that you tipped me the way you did.
Well, it's bothering me that you calling me in the middle of the day asking me about a tip. First of all, how much did you say I tipped you?
Yeah, I got $5 tip, and your meal was at least 80-some plus dollars.
Now, you've done all this research, and you got the wrong number. You got the wrong damn number, because first of all, I tip more than $5 damn dollars. I used to work for tips, bro. So let me explain that to you. I used to work for tips, and I know what it's like. And then $5 is, no, you got the wrong table. You done all this research for nothing.
No, you're the exact person. You Mr. Kenny. I waited on you.
Yeah, I'm Kenny, but damn it, you don't got the wrong Kenny, because Kenny don't tip no damn $5. When I go, I ball, baby. I go to the people out because I want to entertain my people. You know what I'm saying? So I don't
okay,
have
but
time.
See, the problem I'm having, you know, you bringing your people and you want to ball and everything, but you balling with them, but you shortchanging the waistband.
I ain't shortchanging damn. Look, you complain about $5. I give you $5. Get off this damn phone. That's what I give you $5 for. I don't tip no damn $5, bro. I got plenty of money. I don't need you to call me, tell me how to damn tip. I told you, man, I used to work for tips. I don't need you to call me.
Well, you would think that if you would you would think that if you were somebody that worked for some tips, that you would know how to come in and tip somebody at least 15%, man. I can't even understand how you come in, you balling, you done brought a couple people with you, and you leave me with $5.
Look here, man, I ain't leave you with no $5, man. I left at least $25 up in that thing, because I was hosting some people, and I wanted to show my gratitude for something, and you calling me about the wrong damn tip amount and the wrong person. You done got the wrong person and calling
me. I ain't got the wrong person. You missed it, Kenny. I remember waiting on you and two other people when you came in there. What? Wasn't you in there with two other people?
Man, who the hell are you? How you know all my damn business anyway? Who the hell are you?
Let me tell you something. Only way we can really rectify that. Won't you do this, man? Won't you come back up here and bring me the tip that I deserve?
I ain't coming no damn way. I told you. Matter of fact, when I come up there again, I'm gonna look for your. You give me your name and you give me your manager name. Cause matter of fact, I'm going to call up there and come up there today because I don't appreciate you calling my damn phone about some tip. And I know good and damn well I took good money.
Okay, well, do this for me. Do this for me. When you do come up here today, will you bring me my damn tip money?
I'm going to give you a tip. Quit calling people about a tip and maybe make some better service and you'll get a better tip. I'm going to bring you a tip. I'm going to bring you the tip of my shoe up your that one of my brain. Cause you got.
I get into the job today at 5 o'clock.
Hey, look here, man. It ain't no problem. That's perfect because I get off at 5. And I'm going to come down there. First, I'm going to talk to your manager. Then I'm going to hand you the little extra money, tip money you want. Then I'm going to whoop your in the parking lot. That's what I'm going to do.
I ain't worried about getting my whooped. I want the tip.
So I'm going to give you a tip. Quit stalking people by the damn tip. That's what you stop doing. That's your tip. You see, you're going to piss me off now. See, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to whoop some. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, well, what time
give you,
is you going to get here?
I'm going to give you $5.
And what do I need to do to help you out?
My time. Hey, what?
Hey, man, I ain't worried about nothing, because let me tell you something. If you whoop the same way you tip, I ain't worried about a damn thing.
No, check this out. You got the wrong number, but you got the right, because I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to let you see what it is, player. See, I try to conduct myself in a nice manner and be professional, but you done bought the out, and you going to get it. I got your tip. When I bought, you better weave. I'm coming down there and beat your. That's what I'm going to do. You going to get the real. I'm coming down there as soon as I get off from work. You better not bring your down there. You better not.
I'm coming down there, babe. You ain't got to worry about me. I'm going to be
there. What's your name? What's your name, dog?
You got a pen and paper?
I remember your name. What's your name?
My name Tommy.
Tommy what? Cause Tommy who?
Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
Say what?
Hey man, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Richard got me to prank phone call you.
Y'all, you know what? Y'all. Man, you done got my damn pressure up, man. Y'all some stank. I'm gonna get both of y'all time. I'm gonna get both of y'all, cause y'all ain't right. Man, you got me hollering in the damn building. My employees looking at me, man. They ain't never seen me act like this. I'm up here talking about a meeting so we can get our company Christmas party together, man. And you got me acting a damn fool here. I'm kidding y'all, man.
Hey, Kenny, man, I gotta ask you though, baby. Come on, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Take all the employees to the seafood house, man.
Hey, I'm scared to go down there now. They might be scared to go with me. That might be a good thing, though, because they're going to be pulling out their tips now. They're going to be, we got it, boss. We got it. Man, y'all got me.
Yeah. Give it to
See, Tommy, the thing I like about him is you can tell he's doing better in life now, but he got that piece of him that he can go back to, and he bring him out in needed moments like this. See, you done got me mad. I tell you what I'm finna do. I'm coming down there and whoop your ass. How about that?
I'm going to give you the money. Then I'm going to take you outside and whoop your ass.
In the parking lot. You better be ducking because I'm going to show be throwing.
You better be bopping and weaving.
I was not playing.
That was funny, yeah.
I'm not playing at all, baby. Just keeping it stupid, Shirley. That's all I'm trying to do, Shirley. That's it.
It's not that Tommy, hard. Quit acting like hard.
Tommy, it's natural.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it ain't like, you know, I don't know why you want applause every time you stupid.
Because it's greatness. And then, see, that's the problem is you don't see the greatness in my stupidity. And that's what bothers me.
The problem is you see greatness in your stupidity. That's the real problem.
Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.